Shalom Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word, means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man, one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot from the Messiah. Well, my guest is red hot from the Messiah. His name is James Gall. He's been a guest previously. And James, I am pretty amazed at your background. I didn't know a lot of these things, and maybe I'll find out a few more things. When you were born, you were an answer to prayer. Explain that.
Yeah, that's really true. You know, in I grew up in rural Missouri, and my mother was a real prayer warrior. And so it was a little small town in rural Missouri, a little bitty town called Cowgill, 259 people. But on July 3rd, 1951, my mother was expecting with a little boy, and she was 5 months along pregnant. Her and my dad already had two daughters. And then on that day, July 3rd, 1951, so now I'm giving you how old I am. I'm 61, be 62 here in July. My mother had a miscarriage, and she lost the little boy. And that day she prayed, and she said, "Lord, if you'll give me another son, I'll dedicate him to Christ's service." And then so 1 year later to the very date, July 3rd, 1952, my mother's name was actually Amanda Elizabeth, like John the Baptist's mother's name was Elizabeth. And Elizabeth means consecrated one. So exactly 1 year later to the very day, the way I kind of humorously say it, is I came out my mama's womb, I waved my hand, and I said, "Hallelujah." And so Jesus is actually all I've ever known. And I came forth from, again, a consecrated one, and I was an answer to prayer.
But at age 20, from what I understand, the prophetic gift erupted. What triggered that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, there's a couple of things. We all have our pilgrimages, you know, our walks with God. And as a kid, you know, I would just go walking out in the country and the railroad tracks and whatever, and I just talked to God, and God would talk back to me, and I thought that was normal Christianity, and I still believe it's normal Christianity. But so I grew up in a conversational communion, you know, with the Lord. But in 1972, when I'm 20 years old, I actually attended Expo 72 in Dallas, Texas, at the Cotton Bowl. And at the end of the fifth day, Dr. Billy Graham spoke, and he had you to stand to dedicate your life to full-time Christian service. So this is one of the big Jesus people events. This is my first time to run into the Jesus people. And so I stood to my feet along with 70, 80,000 other believers. I dedicated my life to full-time Christian service. And then it was then that fall I go back college, and I ran again into the Jesus people on our college campus. And they started like talking to me about being filled with the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, stuff like that. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. I've been prayed for a whole year every day to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but the way these guys are talking about it is a little bit different from what I know. And so I yielded in. And I was getting more hungry for God. So it was Thanksgiving break, while I was in college, and I kept praying to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then it happened. And when it happened a little bit different way than what I was expecting, because the first thing that started happening, I started prophesying.
Well, do you remember what you prophesied?
Yeah, it's really amazing, Sid. I've been prophesying for 40 years now, 42 years. And the very first prophecy I ever heard was one that came out of my own mouth, and it went like this. As it was in the last week of the earth. earthly ministry of Jesus. And he came to the Father's house, and he cleansed it, and he declared, my Father's house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations. And he turned over the money changers' tables. He went over to the cage where the ceremonial dove was held. He loosed it, and the dove was set free. And the children began to praise the Lord, and healing became the children's bread. So will it be in the last week of the last days of Jesus' ministry by the Spirit in the earth realm. He will come once again to visit the Father's house, and the zeal of the Lord of hosts will consume him, and he once again will release a declaration in the last week of the last days, and he will say, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations, and healing once again will be the children's bread, and praise will break out amongst the children as it was in the last week of the last days of the earthly ministry of Jesus. So will it be in the last week of the last days of his ministry by the Spirit in the earth realm. It was really amazing.
Well, that begs the question, how close are we to that coming to pass right now?
Oh, well, listen, if we really dial in and just kind of like even historically analyze this, that prophecy was about there going to be the greatest global prayer movement. That's where we're at right now. Today we have, like in Nigeria, they have 1 million people that pray all Friday night through the night. Seoul, Korea, I've been to...
Could you imagine what would happen to the United States of America if there were 1 million Christians praying all through the night? I mean, throw out all those bad prophecies I'm hearing about the future of America. They'll just disintegrate.
Well, I totally agree. And this is a big issue. And so the Lord has a great promises for us, and he wants us to become consumed with his presence, and he wants us to be the house of prayer for all nations. So globally, we do have today the largest global prayer movement that there's ever been. We have today all these houses of prayer that are emerging all over the place, and then the prayer networks and all of this. And so, I see difficult things. I see some real difficult things happening in the nation right now, but I also see the beginning of a third great awakening. And so, that's the first prophecy that I ever heard, was one that came out of my own mouth.
Now, the devil tried to take you out with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And why do you think, what do you see that you're supposed to be doing that caused the devil to try to take you out?
You know, that's fascinating if you ask that question. I do get asked that by a lot of people over the years. And so let me give a little background, is that I did go through 8 years, 8.5 years of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma cancer. And but I've made it, and I've been cancer-free for 4.5 years. And it's never going to come back again. And in fact, Oral Roberts prayed for me in his home in Orange County in September before he had passed away in that December. And I actually flew on a plane, went out to his house, had a little white mask on because my white blood count was so low. And I'm in his house, and I just had this knowing on the inside of me that I was probably going to be the last person that Roberts was going to pray for that was going to be, you know, confirmed healed of cancer. And so when he prays for me, he puts his hand on my head, kind of shakes me around a little bit, and he says, I eradicate every cancer cell in your body, and I command it to never come back again. Now, I tell you what, it was like a lightning bolt went through me and a supercharge of God's presence, and it hasn't come back, and it's not going to come back. It will never come back. And I just declare that right now. But, you know...
Well, I know it's not going to come back. Do you know the reason I know it's not going to come back? Absolutely know it. because I know a prophecy you journaled when you were 48 years of age, and it had something to do with what you're going to see when you're 70 years of age. And as you just said, you're 61 now, so I know it's never going to come back. But we're out of time, James. Now, I'm going to have you share some of the prophecies that you've seen that are going to happen shortly. But I am so excited to present your brand new book. It's called Living a Supernatural Life. And the thing I love about it is 100% scripturally based, and it has as much to say about supernatural character as it has about supernatural power. Now, I wish I had had this book. And it's not just a book. It's a whole kit. It's a brand new book. It's a workbook. It's four messages on audio CD. I mean, what a foundation. I don't know what you had when you were coming along. Well, of course, you had godly parents. I was raised by non-believers that were godly for non-believers. But my mother was a bookie. What can I tell you? But I wish I had that foundation. But I want to get this foundation. It's solid, solid. You operate in all the gifts of the Spirit. You've been to heaven many times. But that's not what this is about. What this is about is solid citizenship to move in the greatest revival the world's about ready to see. And we have a special bonus. We call the bonus Angels Aware. And this special teaching CD will facilitate you seeing, feeling, being aware of angels in your presence. And James, you pray a supernatural prayer to increase their ability to see in the angelic realm. We're making this entire package available for a gift of $49. I want you to call or write today. The book is called Living a Supernatural Life. In fact, we'll call the whole package that, Living a Supernatural Life. To place a credit card order for today's offer, call anytime at 1-800-447-2697. That's 1-800-447-2697. Or log on to our website at www.sidroth.org. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Discover how you can begin watching for free our 24-hour, 7-day-a-week TV network, ISN, the It's Supernatural Network. You can write me at Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. That's Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.